Hello and welcome to the Just Ask AI podcast. I'm Herman Popplebury, your donkey host, broadcasting from just outside the old city of Jerusalem, where my brother Korn, the sloth, and I keep our little tech setup running despite the occasional power flicker and curious goat. This week, Daniel's got a networking puzzle many of us can relate to. Moving apartments and dealing with the chaos of changing ISPs, new routers, and shifting internal IP structures. He's already taken a smart step, using an OPN Sense box to decouple his local network from the ISP's hardware. But he's wondering, who else deals with this kind of constant network migration, and what can we learn from them? Good question, Daniel, and you're absolutely right to look toward two groups, militaries and roadshow crews. Both operate complex, mission-critical networks that must be portable, secure and reliable, no matter the location. Let's unpack what they do and how you can borrow their strategies. First, militaries. Modern military operations rely on what's called tactical networking, deployable self-contained communication systems that can be set up in minutes, often in hostile or remote environments. The US Army's WIN-T, Warfighter Information Network, tactical, is a prime example. It's a mobile, satellite-connected network that allows command centers to function in the field. But the key isn't just the hardware, it's the architecture. Military networks are designed around abstraction. Devices don't rely on specific IP addresses assigned by local infrastructure. Instead, they use overlay networks, virtual networks built on top of physical ones. Think of it like running your own private internet within the public one. Tools like VXLAN or ISEC tunnels create these overlays, allowing devices to keep their internal addressing regardless of the underlying network. Another trick, zero-touch provisioning. Military gear often boots up, authenticates to a central server via certificates, and pulls down its configuration automatically. No manual setup. This is something you can replicate at home using tools like DHCP options, TFTP servers, or even modern solutions like Netbox or Ansible for configuration management. Now let's talk about roadshows, touring bands, theater productions, or corporate events. These crews bring entire networks with them, audio consoles, lighting rigs, video switches, all needing precise timing and addressing. They use what's called a flypack, a portable rack of networking gear that travels with the show. The flypack typically includes managed switches, VLAN-capable routers, and sometimes even small SD-WAN appliances. The key here is consistency. The internal network topology never changes. No matter if they're in Tel Aviv or Tokyo, the microphone on stage always has the same IP, the lighting desk knows where to send its signals, and time synchronization is handled via protocols like PTP, Precision Time Protocol. One thing both militaries and roadshows rely on heavily is VLANs, virtual LANs. By segmenting traffic into isolated virtual networks, they ensure that even if the external connection changes, the internal logic stays the same. Your smart lights, security cameras, and home lab can each live on their own VLAN, making reconfiguration after a move as simple as plugging in your trusted router. So what can you do? First, keep doing what you're doing. Use your OPN Sense box as the central brain of your network. Make sure it's the DHCP server, firewall, and DNS resolver. That way, when you plug into a new ISP's modem, your internal devices don't care. The OPN Sense box handles the translation. Second, standardize your hardware. Use the same managed switches, label your cables, and document your VLAN setup. Consider using something like Pi-hole for DNS, so your device names like living room cam or kitchen speaker resolve the same way every time. Third, automate where possible. Tools like Ansible or even simple shell scripts can back up your OPN Sense configuration and restore it on a new device. Some users even run their firewall config in version control, like GitHub, so they can deploy it with a single command. Fourth, think about DNS over HTTPS or a private DNS server. That way, even if your public IP changes, you can still access your home network remotely using a consistent domain name. And finally, consider a small SD-WAN appliance or dual WAN router. These can handle multiple internet connections and failover seamlessly, something militaries use for redundancy, but also useful if your new apartment has spotty service. There's an excellent guide on the OPN Sense forums about portable firewall setups. Check the show notes for a link. So while you may not be deploying a forward operating base or running a world tour, the principles are the same. Abstract your network, automate your setup, and keep your core infrastructure under your control. And who knows? Maybe one day Korn and I will go on tour with our podcast. We'll need a solid network for that. Until then, keep those cables tidy and remember, the best network is the one that just works, no matter where you plug it in. This has been Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppelberry, reminding you that even a donkey can understand subnetting if he tries hard enough.